answering a lot of business owner questions right now around the Paycheck Protection Program, the CARES Act, and a lot more. We've got a lot of research. So those business owners of you out there tuning in this evening, I encourage you to go ahead and dial in with those questions. We want to support and bring assistance in any way we can. Speaking of business owners out there, a good friend of mine, co-author of Divorce with Dignity, we published together last year, joining me this evening on KLBJ, Jimmy Evans of EvansFamilyLawGroup.com.
Hello.
Been on the program with me many times before. And Jimmy, thanks for joining me, man.
Chris,
hey, Jimmy, you with us? I got you. Can you hear me?
I only hear you, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, can you hear me, my friend? Okay, Brandon, our producer, I'm going to have you work on that for me. I've asked Jimmy to join me this evening with some updates around, the family law world. You know, the thing is that a lot of us are stuck at the house right now with our family, right? And I say that lightly. I mean, my kids went on spring break. Kids are 3, 5, and 7, right? Went on spring break, and it's turned into the longest spring break of my wife and I's lives. I mean, we got the tutoring center set up downstairs in the study. I mean, we got homeschool rolling. The kids are doing school via Zoom video conference. It's wild. But, you know, at the same time, I'm trying to savor as much of it as I can. We're getting an opportunity to see our kids that grow so fast a lot more than we normally do. So finding, you know, the light in that as well. I've asked Jimmy to join me tonight because, you know, a lot of families out there have more complex situations than maybe you and I do. And, you know, life goes on and law goes on. And Jimmy, I wanted you to give me some insight into what you're seeing out there. I know that you've seen a big spike in people investigating the agreed divorce process that you put together, that we wrote about and published on last year. Jimmy, are you with me now?
I am, Chris. Sorry about that. We had some technical issues a while ago. Can you hear me?
Hey, I got you just fine, my friend. Thanks for joining me.
All right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you letting me join you today. I'll try my best not to talk on top of you since we're not at studio. But, yeah, we've seen, speaking of business owners, it's been a crazy time, you know, because we represent all kinds of people, whether it's, you know, people who are obligated to pay child support or, you know, mothers or parents who are fighting for child support. But this virus has, you know, it has no way of deciding what's fair and what's right, because another issue that's come up is not only agreed divorces, but we have a lot of business owners who their business is their only source of cash flow and their ability to abide by court orders to pay child support, for example. And when the government has shut them down, like a bar, restaurant, or public places, you know, our businesses that are based on public gatherings, we're seeing people that are wanting to request the courts for some kind of emergency relief on their child support. And I've had a number of private conversations with judges who are encouraging family law attorneys to try to be creative and find ways to get in front of the courts to, you know, try to help these business owners. It's not fair to everybody all the way around, but I mean, that's just the reality that we have. And with the courts closed, there's been a lot of issues with people trying to get access to the courts. But the courts, just like you were talking about a while ago with Zoom technology, are figuring out, Williamson County and Travis County in particular, have figured out how to start doing electronic hearings. And so when people are hearing and reading about there's no access to the courts and they're closed down, really with emergency kind of situations, initially it was just like protective order or danger situations, but the courts are now taking the definition of emergency and broadening that, and they're really giving people access. So business owners, for example, who have been hit by this may need to ask the courts for some temporary relief.
So we've been hearing a lot around how people that are out of work or affected by COVID-19 are reaching out to, like, their mortgage company and getting deferral on their mortgage payments or their car payments or credit card payments. And so and with families with more complex situations. Basically, what you're saying is that people are submitting requests to defer their child support in the event that they've got job loss or the business is having to shut or those type of things. But courts are starting to open or, I guess, be in order because, I mean, I think the email that we were going back and forth on in preparation for this tonight, you know, was an example of the order to appear electronically. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, the courts are so, and the other side of that is it's not just business owners, right? It's also employees of those businesses who had, you know, were terminated or are receiving unemployment benefits through no fault of their own either. And they're also seeking temporary reductions in support as well. But yes, the courts have always been open. They just haven't been, they issued some emergency orders canceling all hearings other than just strict emergencies. And so initially those strict emergencies were things like protective orders or things just specifically with safety issues, at least in the family law context. But now they've really come around and adapted to this technology with Zoom video or Teams with Microsoft applications, and they're starting to have hearings. So what I want your listeners to understand is that don't be, when you're reading that the courts are closed or not have access, and you have a situation where you need it to be addressed, whether it's child support or alimony or other obligations on payments on debts and court orders, it may be that you can find some temporary relief right now. You just need to be creative and talk to, you know, a family law professional that might be able to help you.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you know, we've had you on many times over the years. You're one of our professionals that we bring on here, you know, every 4 or 6 weeks, and it's for good reason. Jimmy, I mean, you are about as creative as it gets when it comes to this world and that, you know, the agreed divorce process that you've really put together over the years. You know, these are the times where you don't want to just assume that courts are closed, as Jimmy's saying, or assume that, you know, everything's halted. It sounds to me like you're going to be much better off, our listeners out there, if you're finding yourself in one of these complex situations, to be proactive and seeking counsel, guidance, and recommendations on how to navigate this, just as the courts and attorneys are out there. EvansFamilyLawGroup.com is where you can find Jimmy and his team of attorneys, EvansFamilyLawGroup.com. So is the same true then? I mean, if we're thinking about alimony, if we're thinking about child support, and I mean, people are probably, they probably got a good case. I mean, if they can prove they can't pay, I mean, what are the options out there? What other situations are you running into out there, Jimmy?
Well, and there's obviously a lot more complexities that we don't have enough time for on this segment. But I tell you, another interesting thing is the Supreme Court of Texas had to issue two separate emergency orders that are available on our website for your listeners to clarify possession and the visitation schedules. Because a lot of people were interpreting their visitation after spring break to be that they didn't have to return their kids until school started. And obviously the schools have not resumed, you know, because of the COVID virus. And so there were we got a lot of chaotic calls about how to define those orders and that visitation schedule. And after the Supreme Court issued those clarification orders, they clarified saying that you go by the original order and you follow that original schedule as set forth in your original order. So if any of your listeners are retaining a child against their court orders because they think that that's how it's interpreted because school has not resumed, they're in violation of their orders. This very day, we had a hearing through Zoom where we have a parent who is wrongfully and willfully withholding their kiddo from the mom. We had a hearing, and the constables are serving those documents right now as we speak. And so it's important for listeners to understand that, you know, the Supreme Court has issued those clarifications, and you need to follow your original orders.
you know, these are things that, you know, most of us that, you know, have a spouse and children stuck in the house right now that we would never even consider. But for those of you out there that are impacted by this, or maybe have a friend or a family member impacted by this, I encourage you to go to evansfamilylawgroup.com. Get the details around this. Send this to the ones you care about that may be facing this situation. This is one of those things that you just, you wouldn't even, I mean, Jimmy, honestly, until we started going back and forth via email, I think it was end of last week into this week. I mean, this is the kind of thing that doesn't cross my mind. But yeah, this is a really big issue. And I'm wondering how, have you, you know, this may be a stretch, but have you heard anything around, you know, if people aren't making these alimony or they got their back on their or behind on these payments, child support, et cetera? I mean, could that impact their stimulus by any means?
You mean like loans to their business or something?
No. I mean like the government not paying a stimulus check to somebody that meets the criteria because they're behind or not paying this stuff. Is that even in the cards?
Oh, gosh, that's a very creative. I haven't thought about that. But I tell you, on the flip side of that is that if a spouse is owed, you know, we call that the obligee, the person who is to receive those payments, if they find out that they're ex-spouse who owes them that money, whether it's child support or spousal maintenance or alimony, and they hear that that person's getting a stimulus benefit, they should try to be very creative and get to the courts to enforce that, because that's not a similar garnishment. That's not the same thing, because it's not coming from an employer. That's not, you know what I mean? It's not like garnishing your payroll. And so you don't want to be on the flip side where somebody's saying, I'm not getting paid, I don't have any money, and I'm not going to be able to pay, but then they're getting a stimulus benefit of some sort.
Yeah. You know, you're getting my wheels turning here, and you know me. I've got 3-4 questions that just came to mind that I want to. Would you mind staying on with me into the next segment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, folks, it's time for the news break. We'll be right back with you.
Live, local, and independent. This is WealthRadio.com with Chris Herrlein. Join the conversation. Call or text now at 512-836-0590. Now back to Chris.
Chris Herrlein back with you. I do have some breaking news tonight around many of the stimulus opportunities and many of the CARES Act opportunities for those of you that are either experiencing hardship or maybe you're retired. And I want to tell you that the skies have opened. The opportunity at hand is really amazing. And I look forward to getting into that. But before I do, special guest giving me some time this evening on the airways, Jimmy Evans, Evans Family Law Group. We've had him on the show many times and bringing us some insight into the family law world and those of you that maybe have more complex family situations and how this coronavirus is impacting the lives of those and the courts and everything that comes with that. So Jimmy Evans back with me, and he's actually brought his associate attorney out of his Bastrop office, Jacob Dannon, on the line with us. Hey, Jacob and Jimmy, welcome back.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, good evening, Chris.
Great to have you guys. So we were just going down a couple paths here and filling in listeners around, you know, what's going on with the courts and, you know, are the courts closed? Are they open? You know, do you still have to show up? Do you still have to pay child support? You know, do you have a spouse that's holding a child longer than they should have because, you know, schools got closed and maybe your court orders say, you know, when school resumes, you know. So, Jimmy, that's some great insight there. And I'm going to let you kind of take lead here in this segment and I'll chime in. I got a few questions I want to run by you.
Okay, let me go back, and because we were finishing up on that idea, on that concept of the Supreme Court clarifying the visitation orders that people need to follow their schedules. But look, you also have to balance that with the health circumstances that you find in your house, you know, because we've also had cases where there's high-risk individuals that reside in those homes. And you may have, you know, like you have young kids, or you may have elderly parents or others in your home with lung or immune deficiency, or they're particularly susceptible to this virus. And if you have an ex-spouse or ex-partner who's the parent of your kids that's not quarantining and not following the isolation rules, man, that can be really serious. And so in a situation like that, I don't know what the courts would do if somebody was trying to enforce that. At a time like this, you may just have to go to the court and seek guidance, because the courts are taking up and hearing those kinds of situations. Now, those parents who are going to claim that better make sure it's legitimate and they're not just using that as cover to withhold their kids. Because if that happens, then you're very likely to end up getting sanctioned by the court and potentially get in trouble with what we call contempt of court. But if there's legitimate health issues and high-risk folks inside your home, and you have a parent that's not following the rules, social distancing and otherwise, and they're placing you and your kids at risk, you know, you may have to just seek some guidance from the court and see what happens. Jacob, what are you seeing on the Bastrop front?
So out in Bastrop, we're definitely seeing a giant boom in the agreed divorces at this point in time. And another thing that I think is interesting to point out is that I'm also seeing quite an influx of what we call the gray divorces, which are typically individuals in their 70s and 80s that have been married for quite a long time, and they've been thinking about divorce maybe for quite some time, and this coronavirus is finally the one thing that has kind of pushed it over the edge.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because we've had a couple of cases new, Chris, in our office on these gray divorces with that exact kind of thing that Jacob's talking about. That's interesting from our Bastrop office perspective, because we've had the two situations in the last 2 weeks where, because of the healthcare concerns, the kids of the spouse came and got those spouses out of that house and filed and convinced them to file for divorce. And, you know, so we have a handful of cases right now with people like in their 80s that this virus is what really pushed it over the edge.
Well, I mean, Jimmy, we've talked on this program many times around how, you know, the ideas, you know, are assumptions as to why we're seeing more divorce after age 50 than ever before in this country. And one of the reasons was, you know, you retire and you know, that spouse of yours that you didn't see too much, maybe a couple times on the weekend, but you're working throughout the week. Now that you're not working, you're stuck at home all day. And, right. You know, you're not used to that dynamic. Well, what has happened with quarantine? I mean, I've got to tell you, I mean, the families I've been consulting throughout these last couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, people cool as ice. You can tell there's this cabin fever, you know, this stir kind of setting in. And so, I mean, that can really amplify a tarnished relationship. That's been on the rocks for years. I mean, I can see why you're seeing an influx of this. It's really interesting.
I want to encourage the listeners who may be feeling that, which you just described, to, you know, they need to view this in a couple of different ways. Because you and I talk about this in the book, you know, Divorce with Dignity, that we published. If you were to take that scenario and just go hire some attorney and you just, go into this fight, that is a devastatingly expensive, chaotic way of dealing with divorce. And there's no question that sometimes that's what's required. But, you know, a lot of times in situations like this, you're feeling those tensions that are the result and just symptomatic of this cabin fever. And sometimes what people are saying in that situation aren't really what's really happening. And so you might, if your listeners are in that situation and they're thinking about divorce, you might think about the agreed divorce side of it and just take a step back. And there's a lot of amicable ways of resolving divorce. Mediators out there are doing mediations by the dozens. They're doing them through Zoom and other video technology. There's retired judges who are hearing cases through what are called private judging, and they're doing those cases by video technology. There's arbitration options, and those can also be done through video technology. And the advantages of things like that is they can be scheduled like in the next, you know, two or three weeks, like immediately. Whereas you can't get into the court because of the closures unless you have an emergency. So I would really encourage listeners, because we're hearing a lot of those cabin fever kind of calls, take a step back and really go to agreeddivorces.com or read the book and just think about whether you really want to jump off that bridge and go into a full-on chaotic fight. It's not always the right way to go.
Yeah. And knowing Jimmy was going to join me here last minute this evening, I had my staff set aside 25 copies of our book, Divorce with Dignity, for our Wealth Radio listeners. Maybe it's not you that's feeling the cabin fever with your spouse, but maybe you've got a family member, a friend, a coworker that is looking at maybe a path they didn't know they'd ever approach. Get your hands on this for them. I've got 25 copies set aside at no cost for our Wealth Radio listeners. Chris@wealthradio.com. Chris@wealthradio.com, and my team will get that out to you top of next week. Jimmy Evans joining me tonight with one of his associate attorneys out of the Bastrop office. Jacob joining us here. Go to evansfamilylawgroup.com for further details on the matter at hand. Jimmy, Jacob, thank you guys for joining me tonight. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Stay safe. Keep the news down, and we'll get you back on here soon.
Chris, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Have a great evening.